Hey, good morning to another episode of the Dominator Podcast. My name is Dominic, aka Dominator051. I am the host of this. I don't know, I almost said program. This ain't a program, this is a podcast. And this is one where I'm recording in the car because, dang it, it's the only time I have time to record. And considering I don't have my computer, my normal setup, my mic is all being shipped to another country right now, that will also do it. Speaking of being shipped to another country, in 6 days I'm moving to Germany. If this is your first time listening, I got a new job out there. I work for the federal government, specifically the Department of Defense, and I'm going to be the youth sports manager at an Air Force base out there. So I'll be taking care of the sports leagues for all the kiddos and everything like that on base. And that's been quite a journey. And just to, like, man, there's been so many things that have kind of gone wrong, or we've hit snags and hit setbacks, that I'm learning these different, like, principles of patience, like how to persevere, how to not, like, get super upset when things don't go my way, or things don't go the way they're supposed to go, quote unquote, you know? They're supposed to go this way. How could they not? I've been learning, like, through those different, like, just, I don't know what you call those different attributes, but, like, multiple things have happened just even in the past month that either delayed us, that have just put more stress on us in regards to this move. For example, we were supposed to fly out last Monday. However, 2 weeks ago, we got a call saying, hey, the State Department needs your birth certificate, which, to make your passport. And they're telling me this like 5 days before we're supposed to leave. And we applied for this thing 2 months ago. And what happened was the State Department hadn't requested the birth certificate back in like the beginning of February, so like a month before this time. And they were emailing the wrong contact at my current job location. They were emailing the wrong person. And like, they didn't do any follow-up. They didn't even try to call her. They didn't try to like contact my point of contact at work. They just, oh, okay, well, she's not responding. I'm not gonna do my job. I'm just gonna let this sit here. And it's like, dude, are you serious? That's a whole nother topic when it comes to being apathetic about your job or just doing the bare minimum. But I digress. So essentially, they were sending the wrong request for my birth certificate for over a month, or only sent it once and didn't think to follow up. So we had to push back our leave date again for the second time. We were supposed to leave at the end of January, and another passport issue came up back then. And then again, the same passport, like a similar passport issue, delayed us even further. And then for my wife and I, it's kind of like, okay, we had a going away party in January. We had another going away with another group of friends because we had moved within my family. We had another one with our closer friends for where we used to live, like at the beginning of March. So it's like, okay, bye. We're all crying. Everyone's waving, saying goodbye to us. And turns out we're still here. And everyone, like, literally, this past week has been, even at work, people are like, I thought you left already. It's like, no. They messed up my passport. They're like, oh my gosh. So it's been this just like whirlwind of, okay, we're being told we're going to leave. We're being told things are getting taken care of. But in actuality, it's not really the case, or it hits snags, or it hits unforeseen circumstances. And I think that's the kind of topic I want to look at, because in this situation and in your journey as a content creator, in your journey through life, you will hit situations where they're uncontrollable. They're completely out of your control. this situation with the State Department and my passport getting delayed, I have no control over, because what I had control over was making my deadline for my appointment, because you have to make an appointment. Me and my wife had to go in together, and that's the things I can control. Doing my part is submitting the paperwork I could do. That is what I can control. That is what I can only focus on. And for me, in this situation, it's kind of like, okay, look, it sucks. It's frustrating. It's okay to get frustrated. But I think what I see a lot and what I've seen in my own life is people start getting, like, not just frustrated, but, like, angry. They get bitter. They start getting, like, resentful. And they start getting, they start allowing these setbacks to either A, hold them back from pushing forward towards the goal, or getting them in a mindset that doesn't help the mission, that doesn't help them get to their goal. Because everything starts in the mind. In my, like, that's how I look at it. Like, before I can, it has to start up there. You have to have the right mindset in order to achieve your goals, in order to get there. And if you start letting setbacks and start letting frustrations start getting deeper and deeper into anger, bitterness, and resentment about the situation, it's going to put you in a negative mindset, and it's not going to allow you to grow. It's not going to allow you to get to where you want to go. So that was what I've been fighting, is like, look, it's okay. It's out of my control, Dom. You can't control it. And then only thing you can control is X, Y, and Z. I will tell myself that out loud. Why do I do that? It's called positive self-talk. It's called putting, when you talk to yourself, what are you saying to yourself? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it damaging? Is it putting yourself down? In that scenario, I literally would tell myself, it's going to be okay. We're going to be fine. And I had to tell other people in my life that, because they were getting a little upset. It's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. It's out of our control. We can't do anything about it. For you and your stream, for you and your channel, for you and anything, you cannot control how many people come follow your channel. You can't control if you make partner. You can't. You can apply all you want, but technically the platform can say, we don't like you, or we don't want your content. You can't control how many subscribers you get. You can't control how many clients you get. But you can't, like, you just can't. I could stream every single day for 12 hours a day, and it could be the perfect stream in the world, but I cannot control someone coming in and clicking my channel. It's impossible. I can't force people to click it. What I can control is when people do come to my channel, what are they seeing? What are they hearing? What are they experiencing? Are they experiencing something that is different? Are they experiencing something that is me taking my mission statement, and me putting out the best kind of entertainment, educational content, whatever it may be, best stream out there? Like, that's the things I can control. I can control what I say. I can control how I say it. I can control what I do. Like, those are the things in regards to my stream that I can, you and I can control. We cannot control how many subscribers we get. We cannot control how many followers we get. And you're going to hit setbacks. When you make goals that are around numbers, that are around, you know, arbitrary things you can't control. Like, that's why for me, this is for me, I don't like the whole, look, I hit 500 followers on Mixer, woo! Like, for me, it's like, okay, you know what? That doesn't, like, for me, it's, that's out of my control. Like, what I want to celebrate is having a great stream. I want to celebrate making good content. I want to celebrate people, those moments when people do text me or hit me up. They're you know, saying, hey, I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you so much for what you're saying. Like, it's helped me. Those are things we should be celebrating, in my opinion. Me getting to 500 is kind of, I mean, it's cool. I'm super grateful that anybody ever clicks my channel at all. and decides to follow me. But at the end of the day, it's just a number. And it's something that's been out of my control the entire time. And I think a lot of people in the content creation space get too focused on numbers, and they make arbitrary goals around numbers, and then when they don't meet those arbitrary goals, they hit a snag, they hit a setback, just like I hit a snag and setback with me moving to Germany. That's the connection. That's where I'm trying to get to. The things that I'm learning in real life, I'm trying to learn and apply in other areas of my life. And for you, that's why I do this podcast. So when I learn things, I can hopefully educate and share those experiences so you don't have to go through the similar situations. You don't have to go through similar, like, thinking processes, and you don't have to go through hopefully what I've gone through, which is the government telling you you're going to be leaving and then you're not, twice. So for you, when you look at your channel, when you look at making goals, when you look at, like, numbers, you have to be careful because, again, these goals need to be specific, they need to be measurable, they need to be attainable, they need to be, like, oh my gosh, I see it all the time. That's what it gets, like, me all, like, fired up. They need to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. Saying you're going to get 5,000 followers in a week is not realistic. Like, but saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to make a schedule and stick to that schedule, like, for this next month, that's specific. Well, that's a little vague, but make it measurable. Like, okay, 3 times a week, these times a day, I'm going to stream. Like, that's how you make goals. That's how you get, like, to where you want to go, is you have an overarching mission statement. You have goals in mind that are, and you make decisions based on that mission statement. And if it doesn't align with that, you don't make that decision. But then we're talking, when you get to the goal making and we get to talking about, like, arbitrary numbers, you have to be careful because, again, it happens all the time. And it's like, dude, like, don't do that. Don't make arbitrary goals for yourself. Especially when you're starting out as a content creator. Like, I don't know. I don't want, for me, I'm not going to a place of, like, I need to be partnered by the end of the year, or, you know, I feel like that's just going to put me in a negative mindset when I'm not. Like, am I going to be ready for that hurt? Am I going to be ready for that, you know, that mental pain when I'm not at where I want to be? Like, can you handle those? Because there's people that can't, and they let those things affect their self-esteem. They let those things affect their mindset. They let those things affect their relationships with other people around them. And believe me, I've been there. I've made goals. I've said things about my stream that, or I had a bad stream, and then I would, you know, get off stream, go talk to my wife, and then have a pouty, grumpy attitude, and then she's like, wait, what's going on? Like, whoa, you know? And I will let it affect my stream, and or let the stream affect my personal life. And you see it all the time on Twitter. Like, if you follow a good amount of content creators, big, medium, small, I'm not small, like small followings, smaller followings, you will find that people will do this. And it's going to lead to burnout, honestly. If you keep setting goals and you keep getting, like, hitting setbacks and you keep getting, like, discouraged, put down because you're not reaching these goals and you're not meeting them, you're gonna burn out emotionally. You know, you just are. And something I've been learning in life, and just listening to the Jocko podcast, which is a fantastic podcast, by the way, you need to listen to it. Life is war. And let me explain. The 99.9% of us, we're not going to be 99.99. We're not going to be in an actual war. We're just not. You're not going to be in actual combat. You're not going to be physically, like, in a war. What I mean by life is war is there are battles we fight every single day. There are emotional battles, psychological battles, sometimes physical health battles, family battles, interrelationship battles, monetary battles. There are battles you will fight every single day of your life. Every day. But how you react to those battles, how you decide to maneuver around these different encounters in your life, that is what really matters. I can't stress that enough, and I've really been learning that through this whole process of moving. Like, there's all these little battles that have happened, all these little setbacks, just the same theme we were talking about at the very beginning. All these little things that I could have lost to, I could have crumbled, I could have not, or I could have given in, but I had to prevail mentally, I had to prevail physically, and I had to prevail in like family. Like, it, what I, all those battles I described are exactly what I've been going through in this process, and exactly what I'm going to continue to go through for the rest of my life, and what you are going to go through every day. You're going to have those battles with your parents who don't like what you're doing. You're a freaking grown adult, and they're giving you slack and telling you what to do as a grown man or woman or person. They're not going to like it. And it's like, okay, then you got to deal with that stress. You might be struggling financially at the moment, and you're in college, and or you just got out of college, and you're in debt, where that's where me and my wife are right now. We're trying to get rid of all our debt, which my job is actually one of the incentives for, you know. Like, one of the main reasons I took the job that I currently have is because it was helping me get out of debt. 2/3 of my debt is being raced away with 3 years of civil service. So, for me, that seemed like a logical step forward in the right direction financially. But that, I mean, again, but we're fighting battles every single, like, my wife had to quit her job in January. Because we thought we were leaving in January. Like, she hasn't had a job this whole year. Because we were told, originally, we were leaving the end of January. But we had setbacks, and it got pushed back to the middle of, like, March. Okay, we're leaving so my wife's without income. I'm the one, the sole provider, you know. We moved back in with my family for a bit, which I'm super grateful for. Appreciative that they even have the space to do that. But then it's like, okay, you're actually staying another 2 weeks. So that's another 2 weeks that my wife is not potentially working, because when she gets there, she's going to try and find a job. You know, so you see what I'm saying? Like, we go through these battles, these different types of battles, every single day. How you plan and how you execute is what's going to be the determining factor in winning victory. What I mean by plan, I'm thinking about, like, your mindset. You know, if you do have a big battle coming up and you know it's coming, you know you're going to, like, have maybe a bad conversation with your friend, you know, you need to prepare for that mentally and prepare yourself what you're going to say, what you're going to do. If you know streaming is going to be a struggle with you and your significant other, that's going to be a family battle. You have to think about it that way. And you have to prepare yourself for that battle. I feel like that's a slight tangent from what I was talking about earlier, but in regards to, you know, things are out of your control, things are not going to go your way, you need to be prepared for that. And that's why I mean life is war. Because these things will happen every single day. You're going to have loss. You're going to have, you know, things happen to you. And this is not to be a downer. But what's amazing is when you look at, like, life and the battles that you have, and you really, like, analyze how many you have every single day, you're not losing all those battles. You're probably making victory or making headway in every single one of those, like, every day. Maybe not all of them, but the vast majority is you're going to have a positive result, in my opinion. Like, that's just how life is, and that's how, like, life is going to work out with a positive mindset. And I'm really learning, like, how to be more understanding. How to be more understanding of certain people when they just default to negativity. They default to giving up. They default to, like, quitting when they hit the first snag. And that's something, if that's you, and then you're trying to be a content creator, you really need to work on that. You really got to dig deep and figure that out. Because if life is war, and there's battles every single day, and the moment you start losing those battles, the moment you start hitting snags, or the moment you start hitting setbacks, and your default reaction in your mind, in your body, in your heart is to, like, give up, quit, freak out, like, freak out. I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry. You're gonna struggle. You're gonna struggle, not only in reaching your goals, executing the mission that you want to execute, but just in life. And that is something that I've been trying to work on. Is for me personally, it's not so much like I get, like, sad or upset. It's more I get, like, this flash, like, just angry. And it's not like an angry outburst, but it's like my first reaction is to get angry rather than take a step back and say, you know what, how can I maneuver around this? If this setback is quote-unquote my enemy, how do I flank it? How do I adjust? How do I maneuver around it? Okay, I'm being told that we're going to have to stay for another 60 days. Okay, how do I react to this situation? You know, because at first it was a little frustrating that we had to stay another 60 days. And we're not going to be able to stay in our... like, and we had to move out from our apartment into with my parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was frustrating. And I was letting anger and resentment bubble up and affect my relationship with my family, with my wife. That was a battle I started to lose. But again, I had to get to a place of, you know what, take a step back, Dom. Let's figure this out. Let's see what's really going on. Boom. Now we can figure out what's going on. We could see the battlefield more clearly. And we could see how to attack the enemy in a better, like, in a more efficient and effective manner. And this has been something I've been listening, like learning a lot from in Jocko's podcast, which, again, you need to look up the Jocko podcast. He's a former Navy SEAL. He trained Navy SEALs, 20 years in the Navy, Naval Special Warfare Units. Like, amazing guy. And he talks a lot about leadership. He talks a lot about, you know, how to be a leader and how to do these, like, and the principles and the mindset you have to have. So if, I personally think it's a great for a content creator, because he's not really talking about creating content. His company that he created with his like friends and other partners that he had in the SEALs, they go out to businesses and they help, like, consult on leadership. And for me, what I've been learning specifically is, you know, as a streamer, as a YouTuber, as whatever kind of content you're trying to create, you are the leader of that stream. You are the sole driving force of that thing. If you're the front, like the person in front of the camera, that's you. Like, you are responsible for your stream. You are responsible for its growth. You are responsible for everything that goes on during the stream and outside the stream. And this is where this topic tends to go to. This topic tends to go to, okay, if you have someone who's crappy in chat, who's not, you know, bringing about, who's not following the rules, who's not bringing about, like, the atmosphere that you want to create in your chat, you need to get rid of them. You need to figure, time them out. You need to ban them. You got to do whatever you got to do, because you are the leader and you are 100% responsible for that. When you hit a setback, when you hit a snag, when you start getting frustrated, you are the leader and you need to figure out, okay, you know what? How are we going to react to this? And the way people work is, okay, if they see the leader is reacting in a way that's like not getting frustrated, not getting, like, not that those are bad things. It's not wrong to get frustrated, upset. But if it starts affecting your mindset about the mission, it starts affecting your way to look, see clearly on how to attack and how to counterattack. If it starts messing with your mental state, then that is going to lead to potential loss. But if people see you in front of the camera getting frustrated, angry, upset, and it starts affecting your way to entertaining or educating your audience, they're going to see that. They're going to notice that. People are going to be turned off potentially by that. Or not. Depends on what kind of streamer you are. There's a lot of people who love watching streamers rage. Like, my roommates, tangent, my roommates would like try to record me when I would play video games, because I would just get so frustrated and angry. And it's like, it wasn't like absurd, but it was just like, they thought it was just so funny of how like upset I was getting. And they would always try to figure out ways to record me or like try to like find me in these scenarios. And again, like, some people like that. But I can guarantee you the vast majority of like streams I see out there are people raging like crazy in front of the camera. But if that works for you, hey, that works for you. I digress. Again, like, at the end of the day, you are responsible for your stream. If you're not growing, it's your fault. It's my fault. Like, my stream's not growing right now, and that's my fault. Like, I could be going live. I didn't have to take a nap yesterday. And I can make all the excuses in the world. Like, I wake up at 3 a.m. every day. I didn't get enough sleep last night or the night before. You know, I didn't drink enough coffee. Like, I was making excuses all day long. But at the end of the day, it's my responsibility for my channel and its growth. It's my responsibility that, okay, if I have these goals in mind, I'm the driving force behind that. And I think this is where this topic segues a little bit, because I see it a lot, and this goes back to like numbers and stuff and not making arbitrary goals, because I see it a lot where people get upset or down or they're not hitting certain metrics. And at the, like, if they want to blame something else, because people, and including myself, we don't like being told that we're wrong or we're doing something wrong, or it affects our ego. It affects our pride. Like, who wants to be told that they're doing something wrong, or like being told that they're not doing something right? And in the space of like content creation, I see it a lot of times, the market is telling people they're doing something wrong or they're not, you know, doing something correct. The market tells them that. If you're not growing, it's for some reason. Maybe you're not streaming enough. Maybe you're streaming at the wrong times. Maybe you're just focused too much on growth and not on your content. Maybe you're too focused on growth and numbers and not on your content. I said that twice for a reason, because that is a huge, huge, huge thing I see. That was the check engine light. Why did you come on? You know what's weird about this check engine light? It just turned on in the same place that it did a couple months ago. I don't see why. Like, nothing's overheating. Nothing's going crazy. And it's blinking. And I'm halfway to work. I have a decision to make here. I think I'm going to keep going. I don't see any smoke coming out of me. And what happened last time... Okay, see, this is a setback. This is a, something that's like... Something I can't control. And what happened last time was the light literally went away. Like, it just stopped. This is interesting. But it's blinking. I've never seen it blink like that before. It's three. It's 4 in the morning. Literally 4:02 right now. I have no way of... Even if I pull over, no mechanic is going to be open until 8 o'clock. And if I turn around and go home, like... And the light just turns off again. I just wasted a day. See, that's the problem. Like, I have a decision. I'm going to make the decision and just keep going. Like, because that's what happened last time. The light came on, and it never came on again after, like, I turned off the car. You know, I went to do my shift, came out, literally did not turn on again. Well, that was unexpected and came out of nowhere and put me off topic a little bit. But like I was saying, man, like, people don't want to be told that they're wrong. People don't want to be told that they're doing things and not correctly. And I think I see this a lot in the mixer space where people like to focus on numbers. And I personally believe at the moment, because the threshold to like apply for partnership is 2,000 followers. That's not that much. That's pretty low. You know? It's like 2,000 followers, and then there's some like back-end metrics that Mixer's looking at in regards to like partnership and stuff. And if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what partnership is on Mixer, Twitch, or Facebook, it's when your channel becomes... You're given more tools and more ability to monetize your content. And the platform you happen to be using provides that to you, but... If you're not partnered, people can't, like, especially on Twitch, Mixer, and Facebook, whatever they call it, they can't subscribe to your channel. You can't get you get these little extra perks because you're a partner streamer. And I see that as the, like, main focus of people pre-2,000 followers. And the second they hit 2,000 followers, they apply for partnership, which is not a bad thing. It's not wrong. But if you're not meeting certain, like, metrics in the background or certain, like, specific goals that Mixer has set out for people on the back end, it could lead to, like, some setbacks in your content creator journey. I talk about this because it just worries me a little bit. For me, I know 2,000 is, like, the goal, but I can't control that physically. You know, what I can be responsible for is, you know, the product I put out, the content I put out, the things that I say and do, and there's, like, different things I can do to expose myself to more... Well, that sounded weird. Get more exposure to different people. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Get more eyeballs on my content. There's different strategies and different things you can do, but again, like I said, you can't force people to click your channel and then force them to follow your channel, you know? But the dichotomy is I'm still responsible for the channel growth, you know? That's how life works. It's always like, it's not black and white. There's a spectrum. Like, okay, there is the aspect of everything's my responsibility, the channel growth, what I do, and I see that more as, you know, are you live, are you sticking to your schedule, are you doing the things on stream that you want to do in regards to your content? Like, that's where I see, like, taking responsibility. At the other end, I cannot force people to click on my channel, but I can put out great content, and that's what I can control, that's what I can focus on. But I think a lot of people focus on things that they can't control that they cannot do, and it puts them in a bad mindset. And I keep coming back to that because I'm seeing a lot on Twitter, and I'm seeing a lot in the Mixit Reddit like page. Every single Reddit page is, how do I get more followers? Not every single one. I'm sorry. Let me not be absolutes here. A lot of them are, how do I get more followers? Why aren't people watching me? Da-da-da-da-da. It's like the same story, and it's like, dude, stop focusing on numbers, focus on content, and focus on the people that do show up, because those are the people that you want to have, like, continuously in your channel. Those are the people who are going to be part, like, become part of the community, who are always, like, going to come back when they can, you know? Whew, that was a long, drawn, like, we talk a lot about a lot of topics here. We talk about setbacks, we talk about battles we face as content creators, and just in life, and we talk about, like, not focusing on numbers and focusing on things you can control. Those are the overarching themes of this podcast, and my hope and my desire is when every single podcast I create, you're learning something new. You're learning something from life in general, or my life specifically, and you could apply it to your life in some way, shape, or form. I want to thank you so much for listening to this. Whatever platform you're listening on, please like, subscribe, and please tell me what you liked or did not like. Leave a comment. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram. All my DMs are open. At me, whatever. Like, let me know what you want to hear or talk about, or if am I correct, or do you not agree with something? Like, I would love to have that conversation with those who listen to the podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening, and please share this if it's something that brought you value, because I think a lot of people go through the similar struggles that I've been going through in my content creator journey, and I think it can really help a lot of people. So if it helped you, please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you so much. Like, thank you. And I'll see you next time.